Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from text 7. Sat Krishna, I guess we can do this right. Sat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya.
Sat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya.
Pito Patapta Rasanasyana Raukit Kanu.
Pito Patapta Rasanasyana Raukit Kanu.
Kinvadarat Anudinam Kalu Saiva Jushta. Sadvikramat bhavati tad karalumu lahandri.
Sadvikramat bhavati
Syat Krishna nama charitadi sitapya vidya.
Syat Krishna nama charitadi sitapya vidya.
Pito patapta rasanasyana rochikanu. Kinvadarat anudinam kalu saiva drushta.
Kinvadarat anudinam kalu saiva drushta.
Sadvikramat bhavati tat kalu mula hantri.
Sadvikramat bhavati tat kalu mula hantri.
Syat is Krishna,
Krishna
of Lord Krishna,
Lord Krishna.
Nama,
Nama
the holy name,
Charita Adi,
character pastimes and so forth. Sita, sugar candy. Api, although. Avidya, of ignorance. Pitta, by the bile. Upatapta, afflicted. Rasanasya, of the tongue. Na, not. Rochika, palatable. Nu, oh, how wonderful it is. Kintu, but. Adarat, carefully. Anudinam, every day or 24 hours daily. Kalu, naturally. Sa, that. Sugar candy of the holy name. Eva, certainly. Drushta, taken or chanted. Swadvi, relishable. Kramat, gradually. Bhavati becomes tatkada of that disease. Mula of the root. Hantri, the destroyer. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami and Srila Prabhupada. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendently sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristai Bhutai, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Sarasvatun Deve, Gauravani Pujarne, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasketya De Sudharne. Prabhupada explains in the purport that the holy name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna are the nature of absolute bliss and knowledge, absolute truth, beauty, and bliss. Therefore, they're naturally very sweet, just like sugar candy. But the tongue of one who is afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, he cannot relish Krishna's sweetness. But it is wonderful that in spite of this disease, if one carefully chants the holy name every day, gradually this avidya or this ignorance will gradually be eliminated, and one will be able to appreciate the sublime taste of Krishna consciousness. And it says here, such a recovery of spiritual health is possible only by the regular cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj says, Nunam Pramata Krute, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nite Vidu Swartikatim Hi Vishnu, Dharashaya Ye Bahir Arta Manina, Anda Yatandir Upigiyamanas Te Pisha Tantra Uru Dami Vada. Because people don't know that the goal of life is to obtain Vishnu, therefore they take as something valuable something in this material world. But this material world is called Dharashaya, or a bad shelter. But people take shelter of insignificant material sense gratification for their body or something in connection to their body, and they think that these things will actually make them happy and protect them. But this is, Prabhupada says, is a mistake, and that people who are baffled in this mistake, by this mistake, they make one mistake after another and perpetually remain in ignorance and bondage. Prabhupada said that this Krishna consciousness movement is being spread all over the world just to remedy this gross ignorance. We should know that gradually, by the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this movement will spread around the world, because that's his desire, and that we're simply being allowed to be instruments. Of course, we may doubt it has so much power. That's because we're in the very beginning of the movement. But as we can see, that although we may doubt it has such a power, actually it has great influence, although the influence is only gradually being seen. Because they're the general persons who are leaders in this material world, Prabhupada writes, are all diskritinas. And the verse in Bhagavad Gita is, Namam diskritina muda, prapadyante naradama, maya aparita jnana, asaram bhavamai shita. That those miscreants who are grossly foolish, the lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, they cannot, or who have atheistic nature of demons, they cannot surrender to Krishna. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Yesham antikatam papam, jananam punyakarmana, te dvanva moha nirmuktva, bhajante mam dhrira vrataha. That only those who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful reactions are eradicated and have freed from the duality of delusion, can engage themselves in my service, in my devotional service with determination. And Prabhupada writes that those who are generally atheistic, those who are foolish, those who are deceitful, and one more. I always forget what that one more is. Seven. Atheistic, sinful. Those who are sinful, deceitful, atheistic, and foolish, they can very easily take to devotional service of Krishna. But one has to execute some kind of pious activity. And the most pious of all activities is simply to engage in Krishna service. Therefore, we can see that those who are simply chanting even for a short period of time, their whole consciousness changes. And even if someone takes a little prasadam sometimes, we find that they become a completely different person. But because the whole world is full of ignorant leaders who are misdirecting the people, andaya tandera upigeya manas te tisha tantra urudami bada, blind persons who are leading other blind persons, therefore there's simply problems in the world. The main problem is that the leaders emphasize the bodily concept of life. And besides other things, they convince their followers that you are black or you are white, you are Muslim or Christian or Jew. You are so many designations. And on the basis of this, they get one section of people to fight against the next. And they make everything disturbing. But if one begins chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Cheto Dharpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam, that this misconception of identifying ourselves with this body is gradually slackened. And therefore we can see it's a waste of time fighting with other people simply based upon some bodily designation. And here Rupa Goswami nonetheless advises that if one wants to be cured of the material disease, he must take to it with great care and attention. So that is the only thing necessary to make spiritual advancement. It must be very carefully done and attentively done. It is also said in the Bhagavatam, Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nushevana, that are best among the twice born, that by serving those great devotees, great service is done. By such service, one gains the affinity to hear the message of Vasudeva. So the word is shu-shu-sha. So shu means to hear very nicely, su-shu-sha. And this word shu-shu-sha has the import of not only hearing, but following what one has heard, putting into practice what one has heard. Just to hear something doesn't really mean to hear anything. We only really hear something if we're willing to do something about it. Otherwise it means nothing to us. As I've given the example before, just like if I'm speaking and I say something, no one may pay very much attention because no one may think it's very important. On the other hand, if I said that there was a bomb planted underneath the floor here, and it was going to explode in 5 minutes, and all the doors were locked, everything was locked, there was only one way of getting out of here, I was going to tell you, then everyone would probably pay a lot of attention, because everyone would think it was very practical to hear what I had to say. And as soon as I say it, immediately, spontaneously, everyone would put it into practice. So that is real hearing. So that is what the word sushusha means. And shradadanasya, Prabhupada translates with great care and attention. Sad means heart and da means to put. So wherever we put our heart, that's where we have our faith. It is not only that first I have faith and I put my heart there. Actually, we put our faith where we put our heart. Whatever we have an attraction to, that's where we have faith in. Therefore, if we very carefully and attentively do things for Krishna, then our faith is awakened. Otherwise, as Krishna says, Tesham Satatam Yukdanam Bhajantam Priti Purvakam. So faith is manifested the more we do something. The more attentive we are, the less distracted we become, and the more carefully we do it, then the more faith we develop. So even if we don't have complete faith in Krishna consciousness, somehow or another, if we execute our service with as much attention and care as we can, then Krishna reveals himself in proportion to our care and attention. And it is said, Savai Punso Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Hokshide Ahaitukya Pratiyata Yayatma Supersidati, that only devotional service which is carefully done and without deviation, only that way can the self be completely satisfied. So if we want satisfaction, happiness, which everyone wants, then devotional service done very carefully and attentively is the secret to obtain full satisfaction, some precedity. So Prabhupada writes that the real disease is in the heart. It's known as Bhava Roga, the repetition of birth and death. So we have to cleanse our heart of the misconceptions we've acquired, and therefore chanting the holy name is the cure. And there are three stages of chanting the holy name: the offensive, clearing stage, and inoffensive stage. That's called Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapana. So Prabhupada writes that the conclusion is to get free from the material disease, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And the Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And then Prabhupada goes over the different stages, beginning with Adau, Shraddha. In the beginning there is some faith. Faith, a little liking that this Krishna consciousness movement is nice. Maybe someone gets some prasadam, or participates in the kirtan, or is attracted by the philosophy. So, with this faith, then one desires to associate with the devotees. That's called sadhu sangha. Birds of a feather flock together. And the association of devotees, one learns the process, the devotional service, and becomes attracted to following it. That's called bhajana kriya. And by becoming serious about following it, serious about bhajana kriya, taking initiation, gradually one gets rid of his bad habits, which is called anartha nirvritti. And becoming free from one's bad habits, one comes to the state of steady devotional service, nishta, develops a taste, ruchi, becomes attached, asakti, and then develops real feelings and love for Krishna, bhava and prema. Or Prabhupada says that when a person is relieved from unwanted things, he becomes fixed in executing his Krishna's activities. Indeed, he becomes attached to such activities and experiences ecstasy in executing devotional service. This is called bhava, the preliminary waking of dormant love of God. So although maya may be present, it can't disturb a devotee once he's attained the bhava stage. As it said, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Hai Andakar, Yahum Krishna, Tahum Mahi, Tahum Nahi, Mayar Adikar. That Krishna is compared to the sun, and Maya is compared to darkness. So wherever there is Krishna, there is no darkness. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakar Yahun Krishna Tahun Nahi Mayar Adikar. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Are you asking is that half a question or? Following the process, that is devotion. Devotion means you follow strictly, then you're devoted. As it says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kavanoi Shravanadi Shudachite Korye Udoi. Devotion is natural, and simply by following the process, beginning with hearing and executing the other processes, it naturally awakens. So now sometimes, due to the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion, we don't feel very devoted. But gradually as we become purified, and gradually as Krishna sees our desire, then he'll awaken devotion within us, just by following the process. One day, by Krishna's mercy, then we'll feel overwhelmed with devotion. So that comes naturally just by following the process, although it may not be so apparent. But we'll find out along the way that Krishna will give us a little taste of different types of emotions and feelings and experiences just to encourage us to keep on the path. Giving us a little, like sometimes they have in a movie, they have a preview. So Krishna will give us a little previews so that we become convinced that if I do keep on following the path, then one day this devotion within my heart will be fully awakened, spontaneously awakened, and then we won't know what it means not to be devoted. Well, they're listening. They're following his instruction and listening. But they are putting into practice by trying to listen. They are following the instructions. But there's different degrees. Prabhupada said that it's just like a small boy and an old man if they hear a clap of thunder. No one has to explain to them what they've heard. They automatically understand. But simply by chanting Hare Krishna or by speaking the philosophy, that people will become benefited, even if the understanding is not there at first. So the full understanding may not be there. But still, because it's a transcendental sound vibration, they'll be benefited. And if they actually try and hear it the best they can. As far as the ability to hear it perfectly, one has to follow the process. Then one will be able to hear perfectly. But at the beginning, hearing is part of is the first process. That is one of the processes. And by doing that, one hears long enough, then gradually the understanding will be there. But the more we can hear, the more we try and hear and practice. In other words, if we practice and we hear both, then that will make it so much quicker. And the realizations will come so much quicker. Anything else? Okay, thank you. Rantara Srimad Bhagavata Srimad Nectar of Instruction Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande. Yeah.